Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
While I do not think that Kristen was trying to keep this a secret, I found out somebody that she hooked up with and dated back in the day in the strangest of ways. This whole thing is strange.
It was so bizarre. And in the moment, I actually wish I would have reacted differently.
It was shocking, though.
And then afterwards, as you and I are leaving the building, I'm like, that was weird, right? And you're like, that was so weird. And then I started, as we're in the, like, in the lift going back to the hotel, I'm like, I'm actually a little mad about it now. And he's like, you should be.
Because people are talking.
People are talking about me. It's none of my business what people say about me. I don't even know what you're saying about me. Mm-hmm. All right. So what happened was, and Bert and I completely forgot about this. And I actually am proud of myself because I could have sat on it, but I brought it back up because I'm like, we got to talk about it.
I would have remembered at some point.
All right. So there we were in Kentucky for Joel's birthday weekend, right? And we Bert and I did the broadcast from a radio station there in Lexington, the one that we actually happened to be on, but then they kicked us off. So it was like going back to visit an old flame.
Yeah.
How ironic.
They broke up with us, right?
So I have obviously born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. I have lots of friends and family there. And funnily enough, when I first started in radio, a guy I worked with is now working at that radio station, right? Or he's with that cluster. So I was really excited to see him.
Do you want to say what his name, his nickname is?
He should know this is coming. I was really excited to see Monkey Boy, right?
Excuse me?
Yes. So when I first started in radio, before when I got introduced to, I'm just going to give everybody their shout. I'm going to give everybody their flowers here. So Double Q was the rock station back home, WKQQ. And I would go in and give away hockey tickets when I worked for the hockey team and they called me the hot hockey chick, right? So I would come in at nights with Freak Daddy and Monkey Boy and I would give away hockey tickets.
The golden era of radio.
Oh man, that's funny.
So yeah, once a week I'd come in and hang out. We had good chemistry. We riffed really well, whatever. Well, then fast forward, hockey only lasts one season in Kentucky, shocker, and I end up getting a job with that radio company. And so now Monkey Boy and I and Freak Daddy, we all work together. Yeah, you do.
It's funny every time.
So Freak Daddy moves on, and then I go and do radio in Cincinnati where I get dubbed Kitten. That becomes my radio nickname is Kitten. And so Kitten does her shtick in Cincinnati. I want to be on air, so I moved back to Lexington. And now I'm Kitten on WKQQ. And Bob and Tom's on in the morning. Yeah, Dead Air Dennis. You got Monkey Boy. And then you got Kitten pulling overnights. All right? That's the lineup of the station. And I did promotions. So I was out like Thursday nights. We always had a live broadcast at Solid Platinum because it was amateur night. So I'd set up the Double Q booth and Monkey Boy would be the talent. So Monkey Boy would be doing the broadcast from Solid Platinum. I'd see all my stripper friends. Hey, Mercedes, how's the kids doing? Blah, 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 whatever. And Monkey Boy and I hung out a lot. And as what happens when you hang out with somebody a lot, and especially at nights when there's alcohol.
And strip clubs.
That helps.
Yeah.
Monkey Boy and I definitely had like a little fling, right? We were never boyfriend, girlfriend. It never went all the way, but we definitely had some serious drunken makeouts from time to time, okay? Like, there is an epic Kitten's Drunk Diary of he and I together at a bar, and anyway.
It feels right to me that a guy named Monkey Boy couldn't seal the deal.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
The man couldn't close it.
It's very fitting. It really is.
He's not monkeying around. Yes, I know. Tracks. So here's the deal with the whole history of this.
Y'all finally got down to monkey business?
Yeah, we did. Okay.
All right.
No, wow, so
that's the caffeinated coffee.
Okay.
Yes. I'm drinking the fully leaded today, baby.
Good to know you are a wild animal in bed.
Yes. So we definitely hooked up. Now, mind you, I want you to keep in mind, this is 20 years ago. All right. This is 20 years ago. This is before I had met my husband, Bart. All right.
Just a little kitty and a baby monkey.
Yes. And just monkeying around doing what we do. And then I met Bart and all that monkey business with Monkey Boy ended. And then now the rest is history. And Bart and I have been together for 18 years now.
So
right.
So Monkey Boy is the last guy that you hooked up with before meeting your now husband.
I don't know if it was him or if it was Lindsay. But it was there. It was close thereabouts, okay, or whatever.
Probably again, could have been one of 16 or 17 guys.
Hey, I was Kitten from Double Q.
Yeah,
I could
man.
Pull some tail.
All right.
So, needless to, but we never, it was never official. We never dated. It was just one of those things, yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
You're really downplaying it, but here we are talking about it on the radio.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to know why? Because we're at this radio station. We're doing the broadcast. The general manager of the radio station comes in, greets us, was very kind, was very hospitable.
Still almost like stoic, like he's a leader. Like he's got the grit, like almost like the politician gray hair, just a good looking tall guy, very stoic, very welcoming, very professional.
And of course, Monkey Boy, he works there. So he came in, I got to see him, give him a hug, say hi. It was like, it was really nice to see an old friend. As we're leaving, as Bert and I are walking out, the general manager yells down the hallway. So did you get to see your boy, Monkey Boy?
Oh.
I heard you guys dated back in the day.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow. Yelling this.
Yelling it down the hallway. And I was like, I kind of peeped my head back down the hallway and I was like, ha, 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 you know, memories, blah, blah, blah.
Stop me right in my tracks. I'm like, hold on a second.
Oh, this is the first time you've heard of it.
What did you say?
Oh. Because Bert had just met Monkey Boy for the first time because he came down to the studio, said, hey, I introduced. I'm like, this is 20 plus years ago. We used to work together at Double Q, blah, 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 whatever.
And without insulting Monkey Boy, I would have never assumed Monkey Boy could pull whatever your name was, Kitty Cat.
Kitten. I was Kitten. He's very funny. He's very charming. And so, but the general manager yelling this down the hallway of the radio station.
That's all.
That we, he got like, you know, that we had dated. I just wanted to be like, what conversations have transpired and have transpired recently that this is even a topic of conversation? Because I sure as hell didn't mention it. I didn't tell anybody. I wasn't talking about it. You didn't even know.
You probably don't want to know the stories that Monkey Boy has probably fabricated about the two of you guys to that general manager and to the rest of the staff.
Till this day, yes. He's talking about it.
I was just like, wow. My past just came and gave, like, literally bitch slapped me right in my face at that radio station.
The Bert Show.